Good evening and welcome to the Sports Roundup Show with Kieran Carvell and Madison Walsh Dowd. It's the Sports Roundup here on Leighton Buzz Radio with me, Kieran Carvell. With no Leighton Town action this week, there's action from the Rugby Club as well as some of your other reports. But before we get onto them, a little bit of Leighton Town chat for you. Coming up this week for the town, they host Wembley FC at Bell Close on Saturday in the Spartan Southfielders Premier Division. Town, who remain 15 games unbeaten in all competitions, look to continue their good league form. However, during the week, it was found that we fielded an eligible player against Biggleswedge United in a league fixture back in September. The player in question was supposed to be suspended for one game, however, due to confusion surrounding bookings in the FA Vars and the league, he played. And so we've been deducted 3 points, which is of course disappointing. But these things happen, especially when, you know, jobs are done by volunteers and it requires a lot of hard work on top of other things. So, unfortunately, these things sometimes do happen. However, it is Wembley at home on Saturday for the town. Would love for people to come down and show your support after what's been, now will be, 2 weeks without any football. So hopefully the weather stays dry. It's looking quite nice out there at the moment, so hopefully it will stay dry and you'll be able to come down and cheer the town on Saturday. Over the weekend, the Leighton Buzzard Rugby Club, they storm into the Midlands Cup final with a 27-10 win over Newark. Buzzards, they had won the last four games and were looking for another scalp after beating their league leaders Colville last weekend. However, Leighton were having none of it and started strong in front of a large home crowd at a packed Wright's Meadow, with two other games also being played. They soon had the visitors on the back foot, and the only strong defending and the occasional misdemeanour keeping the Buzzards from scoring. Buzzards had a kick at goal in the first 10 minutes from a penalty, but the ball drifted wide in the sunny conditions. After 12 minutes, Captain Jack Whitehouse put in a crossfield kick while playing advantage from another penalty offence to put in James Pratt for the first score of the match. Again, the kick was missed, but Buzzards led 5-0. The penalty count against Newark soon mounted, and the big second row for the visitors was invited by the referee to sit the game out for 10 minutes after a high tackle. This spurred the visitors on and they drove into the Buzzards 22, where they were awarded a penalty for offside. The kick was missed, with neither kicker getting into their stride. Buzzards charged forward from the restart with the ball going through many hands before Pratt scored his second try of the game in the corner. The conversion dropped just short. The penalty count started mounting again for Newark, and the flanker was binned as a result of one infringement too many by the visitors. This allowed Buzzards again to charge up the field, and some slick handling put Wiggins over for try number 3, just wide of the posts. This time Starling made no mistake and added the extras to make it 17-0 with minutes to play in the first half. Newark then decided that attack was the best defence and again drove into the Buzzards' half and then spread the ball to score their first points of the game, making the halftime score 17-7. After the break, Newark were a different side and kept the ball tight, not letting the home side get their hands on the ball. They attacked hard up the hill and only stout defending kept them out. And eventually, they added to their score with a penalty for offside in the middle of the pitch, 17-10. Captain Whitehouse was then binned for a deliberate knock-on and Buzzards were under pressure, but managed to keep the scoreline the same until his return. Into the last 10 minutes, Buzzards had a break by Starling deep in the visitors' 22, which was popped up for Irvin to score to make the game almost safe. The conversion and a few minutes later a penalty made the score 27-10 to secure the game and a place in the final against Malvern. At the end of the game, players and supporters alike celebrated a magnificent win and applauded both sides for a cracking game of rugby. Newark proved tough opposition and made the game very competitive, and it should be, as it should be, in a semi-final. Buzzards return to league duties next week against Belgrave at Wright's Meadow, whilst waiting to hear of the venue for the Midlands Cup final against Malvern, who beat League in the other semi-final. The final will be played on either the 14th or the 15th of March. Fantastic stuff there from the rugby side, the Rugby First. Fantastic win for them to put them into the final, and that match report coming in there, absolutely fantastic wins to see them going into a cup final. In hockey news, the Leighton Under-10s mixed team continued their league campaign at Amerson and Chalfont and were defeated 2-0. And the B team won 5-0, whilst the C team won 4-0. So two wins out of three there for the Under-10s hockey club. fantastic results for them. And that is all of your reports for this week. Thank you very much for sending them in. Like I say, we really do enjoy reading out your reports here on the Sports Roundup Show. So any of your reports, please do send them in. If you know people who are down at the Netball Club, the Bowls Club, no matter what club it is in Leighton Buzzard, we want to hear your results and we want to give you a little bit of airtime to get your results out there and hopefully drum up a little bit of publicity. So thank you for those who sent your results in. And that has been the Sports Roundup here on Leighton Buzz Radio.
Commuting, the standing, the noise, the delays, not to mention the cost. There is another way. Sit back, relax, and save with Marshall's Coaches. Marshall's commuter coaches have plenty of local pickup points to your London destination. They are comfortable, clean, quiet, and with free Wi-Fi. Sit back, relax, and save with Marshall's commuter service. You could save over £3,000 on your annual train journey and you will get a seat. Visit marshalls-coaches.co.uk for savings, tickets and routes. Sit back, relax and save with Marshall's commuter service.
It's time for the Premier League headlines here on the Sports Roundup Show on Leighton Buzz Radio from the weekend. Plenty of talking points in the Premier League, as there always seems to be this season, despite Liverpool now running away with the league title. They are sitting at the top of the table, 16 points clear of Manchester City with a game in hand, and they are now 19 points clear of Leicester City, both cities dropping points at the weekend, whereas Liverpool, they entertained Manchester United at Anfield and came out on top with a 2-0 victory. Virgil van Dijk's goal on the 14th minute put them ahead, a thunderous header inside the penalty area with a mismatch of marking from Manchester United. Brandon Williams, very talented young player for United, was picking him up when he really shouldn't have been. Harry Maguire tried to go in there and head it clear, but he couldn't get anywhere near it, and Van Dijk thundered it home for 1-0. Then some controversy when Van Dijk went up for a header. De Gea went to claim the ball with his hands. Van Dijk was judged to have committed a foul on David De Gea, but Bobby Firmino finished off the chance for Liverpool and it was ruled out by VAR. Very controversial one for me, very soft. Van Dijk has got his eyes on the ball the whole way, doesn't seem to, you know, not trying to play the ball. He's going for the ball. So I thought it was quite a dubious decision. Just looking at the Premier League table right now, the standard of results this season, I mean, you've got to look at it. We're talking teams are sitting in 5th and 4th on 39, 34 points. 34 points by Wolves and United are sitting in 5th and 6th. Like, that's nothing. It feels like very low numbers. A lot of teams, you know, winning a lot of games. I mean, Arsenal only won 6 games all season. I didn't realise they'd only won 6 games. Blimey, 11 draws. Crazy. Absolutely crazy numbers this season in the Premier League. But like I say, Liverpool, Mo Salah's goal later on in the game won it for Liverpool. Alisson's long kick forward after United were pressing to try and get an equaliser set Salah clear, and he finished with aplomb past De Gea. So Liverpool sit at the top of the table, 16 points clear. Like I mentioned, Leicester City, they also played on Sunday. They went to Burnley, and after going in front from Harvey Barnes's finish, a Nick Pope masterclass and 2 goals from Chris Wood and Ashley Westwood won the game for the Tykes. So another great result for Burnley. Sean Dyche kind of pulling a few results together at the moment for Burnley, doing okay. They sit 14th in the table on 27 points, but disappointment for Leicester, who have kind of hit a bit of a dip in form at the moment. They haven't quite been playing as well as they were. I think in the last few games they have in the Premier League, they've lost their last 2. They drew in the Carabao Cup semi-final, and before that they won their last couple of Premier League games. So it's been a bit of a mixed bag of results for Leicester, for the Foxes at the moment. Other Premier League headlines, you've got to look at Manchester City for me, at home to Crystal Palace. Palace have got such a good away record in Manchester at the moment. They haven't lost at Old Trafford or the Etihad in the last 4 games. And a Cenk Tosun goal coming in. He's coming into Palace from Everton on loan until the end of the season. He scored for Palace before Sergio Aguero double on the 82nd and the 87th minute. For City had won the game. They're 2-1 up, but a Fernandinho own goal after Wilfried Zaha's fantastic work earned Palace a very well-deserved point at the Etihad to make it 2-2. Roy Hodgson doing the business up in Manchester. Bournemouth, well, I mean, they are just struggling at the moment, aren't they? They're sitting in 19th place on 20 points. They played Norwich, who are bottom of the table now, 17 points after winning 1-0. Steve Cook giving away a blatant penalty after basically Superman punching the ball away from the goal after it was destined to go in the back end of the net. He cleared it and Timu Pukki stepped up and tucked away the penalty. Ben Godfrey was sent off for Norwich later on in the game, but Norwich won 1-0. Bournemouth, a bit of a mess at the moment, to be honest with you. I'm not sure what's going to happen there with Eddie Howe. Probably time for him to move on and maybe get someone in to get some fresh faces in, because I think that Eddie Howe's probably taken Bournemouth as far as he can. Southampton were 2-0 up at home to Wolves before being beaten 3-2. A Ruben Jimenez a brace in the second half won that game for the travelling Wolves fans. And well, you know, the other results, you've got to look, Arsenal drawing again to Sheffield United, who are pulling in some great results. We've spoken about the Blades here many a time on the Sports Roundup show, but that is how the Premier League action unfolded this weekend on a very busy weekend of football once again, the Premier League taking centre stage, and that is the headlines here on the Sports Roundup show on Leighton Buzz Radio.
Your local radio station. Yeah. Leighton Buzz Radio.
It's time now here on the Sports Roundup show to take a look at what happened over the last weekend in the footballing world for some of our local sides in the local area. In the Championship, being played on Sunday on the telly, Luton Town were defeated 3-1 at the hands of Nottingham Forest. They went in front, however, through Harry Cornick on the 23rd minute before a Joe Lolly brace either side of half time and a Lewis Graben penalty in the 90th minute put Forest on their course for promotion, whilst Luton languish at the bottom of the Championship table. 21 points taken from 28 games, just 6 wins and 3 draws, with 19 defeats and a goal difference of minus 27, by far the worst in the Championship by 9 goals. So things are really, really bleak, I should say, for the Hatters at the moment. You've got, for me, take a look at the lineup, and just reading the lineup, it shows that it's not a Championship side at all. You know, you've got a lot of League One players in there for me. Sluga, the goalkeeper, who they spent a lot of money on, making mistake after mistake. He just can't seem to find any form whatsoever. You've got Glenn Ray coming back into the side, who hasn't started a league game for 13 months, I think they were saying. You've got Dan Potts and James Bree, who I think are struggling to fill the shoes of Jack Stacey and James Justin. And then you've got, you know, Harry Cornick. Yeah, he scored a few goals, but is he Championship quality? You've got Pelle Ruddock, who's come all the way from non-league to playing in the Championship. I think he's a good player, but is he Championship? James Collins really gone off the boil, mainly scoring a few penalties recently and at the odd tapping. It's just, for Luton, for where they should be, it's just not good enough. And, you know, Matty Pearson and Sonny Bradley, are they Championship centre-halves? You've got to really start asking the questions. And Graham Jones's tactics, they do appear to be very one-dimensional, like he hasn't got a plan B. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if Luton can get out of the rut that they're in. I think I saw that it was 11 consecutive away defeats in all competitions, so things really, really aren't good for Luton. And if they don't change and the players don't sort it out and the manager doesn't try and sort it out, then I honestly think that they will go down this season. I really, really do. They're at the bottom of the table at the moment, a few points from safety now, so it is looking more and more likely every weekend that they step out on the pitch. One of our other Football League clubs in the local area, MK Dons, they hosted Sunderland at Stadium MK on Saturday. They were beaten 1-0 after a Lyndon Gooch absolute screamer in the 79th minute. Absolute unbelievable strike, to be fair, from Gooch. And, you know, the Dons, they've turned the form around a little bit of late. Performances have been much better. They should have got something out of this game, in my opinion. They played well. However, the last 4 games, they haven't won. 3 of those in the league, with one of them in the leasing.com third round. 2 league defeats from the last 2 games, both 1-0 defeats. So they're narrow margins, but are they doing enough at the far end of the pitch? And they've brought in Carlton Morris, brought in Ben Gladwin, they've just signed Louis Thompson as well. It's rumoured that Kieran Agard and Jordan Barry will be on their way out. But, you know, performances have been improving, so I think Dons fans should take some positives from that. And to be honest, I can't really see the Dons going down. I mean, you look at the league table and they are 20th, just one place above the relegation zone. And Tranmere and Southend and even Bolton, who I know are only on 7 points, have got games in hand. I mean, Southend, I think, probably going down, 2 wins all season. Bolton probably going down. Tranmere, 2 games in hand under Dons, and it's a 3-point gap. So I don't think Dons are out of the water yet at all, despite Dons having, you know, played the most games around everyone. They're really going to have to work hard to stay up. And, you know, losing at home to Sunderland in a good performance, losing away at Burton in the week just gone, after putting another strong performance, having chances. You know, you've got to take your chances if you want to stay in the division. And if the Dons don't turn these performances into goals, then they will go down 100%. But it was a great strike from Lyndon Gooch, which unfortunately saw the Dons defeated. I mean, the away support from Sunderland, as you would expect, absolutely fantastic. Made for quite a good atmosphere inside Stadium K. But the Dons doing good things. The Dons action guys really trying to drum up some atmosphere in Block 11 in the Cowshed. It's really, really good to see. And it's starting to work. It's becoming quite the movement on Twitter. So it's something that is definitely growing. And Dons' attendances, hopefully, will continue to rise because of it. That is how our Football League sides got on this week in the local area. Any other sides you want me to give my opinions or my thoughts on, or give a little bit of a roundup on, please do get in touch. My Twitter is at Kieran Carvel 6, and that was another roundup here on Leighton Buzz Radio. To hear your sports club on the radio, send in your reports to us here at the Sports Roundup Show at sport@leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.